Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. This is 28 Advent Scriptures, and today is Tuesday of the first week of Advent, Day 3, Christ comes to his rightful kingdom, based on Genesis 49:10. Let's pray. Thank you, O Lord, that way back thousands of years before, you've shown things to your prophets, and you've shown things to men and women of God. Lord, your way is good. Your plan, O God, goes back to the ages. Lord, we wonder to see it unfold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll leave the Advent narrative for a few days as we go back in the Scriptures to some of the first hints of the coming of the Messiah. Jacob is old and ill. He blesses Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, and then calls for his other sons to come to his bedside. In a weak voice, he says, Genesis 49:1, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you what shall happen to you in the days to come." In this context of prophecy over each of the 12 sons of Jacob, we find what I would call the earliest clearly messianic prophecy. Jacob blesses each son in turn, starting with the oldest. The prophetic blessings are brief, but when he comes to his fourth-born son, Judah, the tribe from which Jesus descends, his prophecy is substantially longer. Judah is characterized by a lion, and a lion's cub, then a lioness who crouches, who dares to rouse him. Judah is powerful and a tribe to be reckoned with. In the first book of the Bible, Judah's tribe is symbolized by a lion. In the last book of the Bible, we read of Judah's offspring, "See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed." Revelation 5:5. Christ, the lion of Judah, shall break every chain. I want to focus, however, on verse 10 of Genesis 49. "The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his." The prophecy speaks of a future descendant of Judah who will reign in fulfillment of this prophecy. The prophecy focuses on the scepter, the ruler's staff, the symbol of authority this future ruler will bear. The third line is variously translated, "until Shiloh come," or "until tribute comes to him." There is good reason, I believe, to render this phrase as it was understood in very early translations, Syriac and Septuagint, by the Qumran community and in some Targums, as it is in the NIV and the RSV, "until he comes to whom it belongs." After a lengthy discussion of the various alternatives, evangelical Hebrew scholar Victor Hamilton renders it, "until he possesses that which belongs to him." I think he's right. I'm sure the prophecy refers initially to David, the first of Israel's rulers to arise from the tribe of Judah. But even more, the prophecy points to David's ultimate descendant, Jesus Christ, born in David's hometown of Bethlehem because Joseph was of the house and lineage of David. And so, generation after generation, king after king, even at a time when there was no king of Judah after the exile, even then, the authority to reign will not pass from the line of Judah until he comes to whom it belongs, Jesus, Messiah. The fourth line of the verse must not be forgotten. "And the obedience of the nations is his." Obedience is hard. It requires humility, submission. Jesus' own Jewish people would not acknowledge him, John 1:11-12. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Christ is not just the Jews' Messiah. He is more. By virtue of office, the Messiah is entitled not only to the obedience of the Israelite people, but to the nations, the peoples, all the sons of Adam, you and I. He is the one before whom every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, Philippians 2:10 through 11. Do you believe in him? Good. Do you obey him? That is the question you must answer this Advent season. Our discussion question for day 3 is from Genesis 49:10. What does the image of a lion tell us about Judah's descendant? How does Jesus qualify for the promise of the ruling scepter? Why is obedience so hard for us? Why is it so important for us? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for fulfilling your promise of a Messiah from the tribe of Judah, given through your servant Jacob. Thank you that Jesus has come to the rulership that is his by birth and divine anointing. Quell my rebellious heart, and help me to love and obey him as my Messiah. In his holy name I pray. Amen.